Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Nozir Daf Nun Gimel. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a specially marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our homepage and then go to option 2. If you're already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the marked Daf before the shiur. If you wish to be in touch with us, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. Today's shiur begins 4 lines from the bottom of Daf Nun Gimel Omid Aleph. The Gemara opens with a quote from our Mishnah from Daf Mem Tes Omid Beis, and as the Gemara progresses, you'll see it makes it makes reference or quotes a Mishnah from Daf Nun Dalet Amud Aleph. Oftentimes, you find terms in Mishnayos that have a general or generalized tone to them, and the Gemara wonders what is being alluded to or what's being included by the general statement. So here, in our Mishnah, Daf Mem Tes Amud Beis, it said, Al Elu Hanozir Megalech. After giving a list of situations or items that cause a nazir to lose credit for the days that he counted toward his nazirs because of defilement to the dead. So, as we said, a number of items that are related to the dead, the corpse, were mentioned. And then it mentions al elu hanozir megalech. On these, the nozir is megalech. So the Gemara asks al elu de resha lim ute. Maybe we should phrase it not so much asks, but states that the al elu phrase from Daf Mem Tes lim ute etzem kisora to exclude the bone that's the size of a barley grain. The al mago the al maso in the al ahilo lo. In contrast to the other items mentioned in the Mishnah, where defilement and hence loss of nazirus is conveyed through not only contact and carrying, but being in the same room with a common overshadow, like a ceiling or tree branches or whatever, the etzem kisora, the bone the size of a barley grain, very small bone, that will convey tumah and ruin the nazirus counting, but only through touching or masa, supporting or carrying, but not through overshadowing. So the etzem kisora is different than the other items in the list in that sense. So that when the Mishnah says on these the nazir is megaleach, that means that on these things mentioned in the list, there is loss of nazirus even for overshadowing, as opposed to the case of the etzem kisaora. The Mishnah Daf Nun Daled mentions vi'al elu. There are a list of things that will cause defilement, tumas meis, but the nazir will not take a haircut. In other words, the nazir will not lose credit for the nazirus days that he has counted. And once again, you have this general expression. So what does it come to do? It comes limute even haschuchis. We take a look in the Tosfos at the bottom, and we can see 3 lines from the bottom. The al elu, you can see it's squiggle underlined in our marked version. Val elu de seifalim ute even haschachos, even hamesach al oretz, v'yesh shnei avonim o shlosha yotzim min agoder. You have stones protruding from a fence, 2 or 3 stones protruding from a fence, v'tumatachas achas mehem, and there is a body that's buried under one of these stones. V'ovar tachas achas mehem v'nudea imheyu al tumo. And the Nazir passed under one of these, and he doesn't know if the stone that he passed under is a stone that happens to be also overshadowing the grave. So, a case like that, the Nazir will not lose his credit for the days of Nazirus that he observed up till that point. We continue in the Gemara. The Chatzi Kav Atzamos, a half kav. Kav is a dry measure, so it's a half kav of bones. The Mishnah says a Nazir will become defiled and lose credit for the days that he has counted. So that if he is in the same room with a Chatzi Kav Atzamos, he's under the same overshadow, that will cause him to lose credit. We continue at the top of Omid Beis. Chatzi Kav Atzamos in, Roiva Atzamos lo. The Mishnah mentioned that the quantity of half a kav of bones that will result in the Nazir losing Nazir credit. But a quarter kav of Atzamos, no. It should be pointed out that a quarter kav of bones in general communicates tumas meis. Our Mishnah features the half kav because that is the amount that will cause a nazir not only to become defiled, but also to lose out on the nazirus that he's counted till that point. Well, heshi domi, what are the circumstances that the Mishnah is referring to? The half kav, yes, a rova kav, no. If the bones that make up this measure happen to be a barley grain in size, at least a barley grain in size, tepuk lei mishum etzem kisora. Simply on the grounds of bone the size of barley grain, there is nazirus loss. Why make mention of a relatively speaking larger quantity of bones when a mere barley grain size bone will cause the nazir to lose his nazirus? Elo, rather, the case of the Mishnah when it makes reference to a chatzi kav atzamos is the akmich akmuchi. The bones have been pulverized into a powdery quality substance. Rashi points out on the third line from the top, the word akmuch comes from the word kemach. Kemach is flour. She shochakon dat harbei kamo kemach, she nitchan. The bones have been ground down into a fine, powdery substance like flour. She ain bo etzem kisor. There is no bone the size of a barley grain, v'komash molon, and the Mishnah reveals the e is be chatzi kav, if there is a collection of bone powder measuring a half kav, mitame amago v'amaso v'al ahilo. There is tuma communicated through contact, through supporting, and through being under the same overshadowing. Pochos mechatzi kav, less than that amount, afilu amago eino mitame l'fi she'en bo etzem kisora. Even with contact, there will be no tuma communication because you don't have a bone the size of a barley grain. We continue again with a quote from the Mishnah. Al Aver min hames, the Al Aver min hachai, sheyesh alein boser karoi, the limb from a corpse or a limb from an amputee. If there is flesh on these limbs, enough so that if they were still attached to a living person, they would recuperate, they would regenerate themselves. So that kind of limb causes a nazir to lose the nazirus that he's counted if he's been in the same room with them. On the side of our Gemara, we have a Nosei topic heading, Machlokas Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish. We have a disagreement between these two Rabbonim. Legabi Aver min hames o min achai she'ein olel boser koroi. Haim ha'nozir megaleach olel. Let's say you have a limb that has so little flesh left on it that it wouldn't heal if it were part of a person. Does a limb like that cause a nazir to lose his nazirus? The Gemara. Ein alehem boser karoi mai. And Tosfos adds, there is also no bone that's the size of a barley grain. So if you have a limb like that, basically a small amount of flesh, and it doesn't have a one piece of bone the size of a barley grain, what's the din? Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Ein ha-nazir megalech alehen. The nazir does not lose nazirus credit. And Rabbi Shlokish Omar, ha-nazir megalech alehen. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Ein ha-nazir megalech alehen. Tohokotomi bereshop, the opening of part of the Mishnah says, Al Aver min ha-meis, the Al Aver min ha-chai, sheyesh alehen bosar karoi, in. If it has the requisite amount of flesh to heal, then that kind of limb will cause the nazir to lose his nazirus. Aval ein aleihem lo, and we infer. But if it doesn't have enough flesh for recuperation, then no. For Reb Shimon ben Lakish Omer, megaleach. Reish Lakish says he nevertheless loses. Why? Midalo kotoni basefa. Because that scenario is not taught in the next mission, the Seif on Daf Nun Dalid, which lists those situations where the Nazir does not lose credit. So, since the Ein Aleihem Karoi is not listed in the Mishnah Daf Nun Dalid, Reish Lakish believes that even if it's Ein Aleihem Karoi, the Nazir will lose credit. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Rabbi Yochanan, in explaining why this does not appear in the next Mishnah, bearing in mind that Rabbi Yochanan holds this is another example of Ein HaNozir Megaleach, so why is it in fact not taught in that list? He tells you, Kol Hecho Demashma Michlolo Lo Kotoni Basefa. Anything that you can derive through inference is simply not taught in the Seifa. In our Mishnah, Daf Mem Tes, which lists the items that cause Nazirus loss, example, Eiver Shiyesh Aleihem Boser Karoi, you can on your own infer that if it doesn't have Boser Karoi, no Nazirus loss. Therefore, no need to teach it explicitly in the next Mishnah. It's self-evident. Question, and you can see we have triangles on the side under our Mivneh heading. These triangles are Kushios, Al Shuvas, Rabbi Yochanan, Domar Kol Hecha, etc. These are questions on Rabbi Yochanan's contention that things that can be inferred need not be taught explicitly. Well, let's see. V'ho chatzi kav atzomos. The Mishnah on Daf Mem Tes mentions half kav of atzomos. Nazir loses credit. The mashma chatzikav otzmos in rova atzmos lo. You would be able to infer from that a half kav causes loss. A rova, a quarter kav, does not cause loss. Bekotoni b'seva rova atzmos. And yet the Mishnah Daf Nun Dalet spells it out. Well, wasn't the case of rova atzmos figured through inference? The Gemara answers that's different. Hasam regarding the issue of the rova kav atzomos, ilav rova atzomos, had it not been taught, hava amino, I would have thought afilu al mago val masolo. If I was left to infer matters, I would have said as follows: the chatzi kav atzomos, that's responsible for a nazir losing credit. However, a rova kav, that doesn't do anything. Even mago and maso, though, and by the way, we explained before that we were dealing with pulverized bones, so that you have bone powder, a quarter kav. Well, I would have thought, even for contact and support, it would have no effect. Lahachi itzterich lemisni rovatzamos. Therefore, it had to be taught dal ahilon hu de'ein hanazir megaleach for overshadowing, so there is no nazir loss. But maga and masa, there would be nazir loss. Question. In our Mishnah, things that cause a nazir to lose credit included the case of a half lug. A lug is a measure, a liquid measure, a half lug of blood. The shamis mina, one could have inferred, chatzi lug dam in revia stam lo, a half lug causes a loss, a quarter of a lug does not. The katanim a seifa, and yet the seifa mentions it explicitly, revia stam. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, things that could be inferred need not be taught explicitly. The Gemara answers, the Mishnah had an agenda in featuring the case of Revias Dam. Hosam lafuke midarebi Akiva. There, the Mishnah wanted to teach a law to the exclusion of Rebbe Akiva's position. Now, in following the Girsa of the Gra, we're not going to read the next two lines. We'll pick up with the last word on the next line. But we look in the Tosfos. Hosam lafuke midrebi Akiva. We're looking at Tosfos on the second of the widest lines under the Gemara text. Vahachi pirusho. Lafuke midrebi Akiva of Yom Rebishili Pirkin dal Revias Dam dal Mago v'almasa'o migaleach. Rabbi Akiva held, or Rabbi Akiva's opinion is, that concerning a quarter lug of dam, contact or carrying will cause a nozir to lose credit. So the Mishnah wants to say, not so. The nozir will not lose credit under those circumstances, contrary to Rabbi Akiva. We continue. Hai aver min hames hechi domi. We, in presenting this earlier, we explained, based on Tosfos' commentary, what the circumstances were, but here the Gemara itself asks, what are the circumstances concerning the aver min hames that was mentioned above? We have arrows, you can see, helping you to find what we're referring to. In de is be etzem kisora, if the limb from the corpse that was described above as having basar karoi, and then we inferred that if it doesn't have basar karoi, then according to Rabbi Yochanan, the nazir would not lose credit. Well, concerning that limb, e is bay etzem kisor, if it has a bone in it, the size of a barley grain, my time under Rabbi Yochanan, why would Rabbi Yochanan say that the nazir is not megaleach even with regard to mago and maso? The delespe etzem kisora, and if it doesn't have a bone the size of a barley grain, my time o the Reish Lakish, then why would Reish Lakish say that the nazir loses credit? In fact, it doesn't have a bone in it the size of a barley grain. Nevertheless, the Torah includes it. And here we have a Tanaic source that features a pasuk that's broken down into phrases and darshaned, pasuk dealing with Tumas mace, oil a mace, the tumah conveyed by a mace in terms of overshadowing, where a person and the item mentioned are under the same overhang. Before we continue further, it should be pointed out that the Gemara has a long answer for the question regarding the opinion of Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish's opinion was that the limb that doesn't have basar karoi, that does not have etzem kisora, Nevertheless, Bemaga Umasa will cause a Nazir to lose credit. In order to see this, we have a long answer marking. Reish Lakish opens with a source that we already introduced, dealing with Tumas Mace Ba'oyel. We are not talking about Oyel Atuma, as we emphasized. Only if it has Olav Basar Koroy will there be Tuma even Ba'oyel. This Tanaic source features the laws regarding Tumas Oyel, and in the source, reference is made to a limb that has flesh that is Male Aruka, in which the limb could have recuperated had it still been attached. On the top of Daf Nun Dalid, another source will be cited in which you see reference to a limb that lacks enough flesh to recuperate, and that source is talking about Maga. So as far as we are concerned, we're aiming to get to that source. In order to appreciate that source, we'll teach it in contrast with this source that deals with Tumas Ohel. I know that that might sound a little complicated, but we needed to say that at the outset, so you have some you have an overview of what approach the Gemara is taking. So once again, Reish Lakish is insistent that the limb from a corpse or from an amputee that has so little flesh on it that it, if still attached, it would not recuperate. And it's a limb, according to Reish Lakish, that does not have a bone in it the size of a barley grain. Nevertheless, if a Nazir would have contact with it, Maga would cause him to lose his Nazir. So where does Reish Lakish see that? So we pick up again from the source regarding Tumas Oyel. Desanya v'chol asher yiga al penei hasoda b'chalal cherev o b'meis. The pasuk goes on to say, we wrote in between the lines, o be'etzim odom o be'kover. And now the pasuk is broken down. Al penei hasodet, ze hamahil al penei hameis. That's a reference to death defilement through someone who overshadows a body. Bachalal, ze ever hanechlal min hachai. V'yesh bo lahalois haruka. The word bachalal is a reference to a limb that was amputated, and it has enough flesh that if it were still on the body, it could have recuperated. Cherev, hareze kachalal. This is a tangential point for our sugya, but that has to do with an item of metal, a metal vessel, like a sword. The word cherev literally is a sword which is made of metal. When it comes into contact with a body, it doesn't drop down one degree in tuma, which ordinarily happens with items that come into contact with other items that had a higher level of tuma. The succeeding item drops down one level. Not so with the case of metal. The pasuk says, "O b'meis ze ever hanechlal min hameis." That's a reference to a limb that was removed from a corpse. Obeetzem odom ze rova atzamos. That's a basket containing a quarter kav of atzamos that will cause tumas mace if one overshadows it. By the way, this pasuk is talking, as we mentioned earlier, with the rules of overshadowing, not specifically rules regarding a nazir. There will be death defilement for overshadowing a quarter kav of bones. Obekever ze kever sosum. This is the reference to a sealed grave. The Gemara continues at the top of Daf Nun Dalet. The Omar Mar, Tuma Boikas, V'Ila Boikas, V'Yoredis. With regard to a sealed grave, Tuma will penetrate the grave. If one overshadows a grave in which there's a body, the Tuma Boikas means pierces upwards, and it can pierce downwards as well, communicating death defilement. V'ilu gabi negia, Oma Rav Yehuda Tanya. With regard to the laws of contact, not overshadowing, but contact, it says, V'al hanogea be'etzem o b'cholol o b'kover. Be'etzem, again, we're breaking down a pasuk. Zeh etzem kisa'ora, that a bone the size of a barley grain, if you overshadow it, you will not become defiled. If you touch it, you will. O b'cholol, again from the pasuk, zeh eiver hanechal min achai, this is a limb that was amputated, and note, v'ein bo lahaloi saruka, and it has so little flesh that even if it remained attached, it would not recuperate. This is in contrast to the source before that dealt with Tumas Oil, there only if it has enough flesh to recuperate. O b'meis, zeh eiver hanechlal min hameis. That's a reference to a limb removed from a corpse. The Pasuk also mentioned, O b'kover, omer Reish Lakish, zeh kever shelifnei hadibor. That's the reference to a grave of an idol worshipper, which the expression lifnei hadibor is discussed in the Rashi to some extent, but for our purposes, it's a reference to the grave of a of an idol worshipper, that through contact there is tumas meis, but through overshadowing, no tumas meis. Hai aver min hameis heifi domi. The reference was made to a limb coming from a corpse. Also, we made reference to an amputated limb. What are the circumstances behind it? E the is be etzem kisora. If it's a limb that has a bone in it the size of a barley grain, well, hainu hanogea be etzem. That was already alluded to in the pasuk. So you wouldn't need to repeat the same tuma twice. El deles be etzem kisora. And here we've dashed underline. This is really the main point as far as Reish Lakish is concerned. So we're describing a limb from a corpse or an amputation that does not have flesh on it to recuperate, and it does not have a bone in it the size of a barley grain. Vafilu hachi rachmona ravye, and nevertheless the Torah includes it in the pasuk that we saw above, O becholol, O bemeis. V'Reb Yochanan, Omar Loch, Reb Yochanan's response, because now he disagrees on this point. He says that if a limb that does not have flesh that's capable of regenerating, a nazir would lose credit only if it has flesh capable of regenerating. But if not, it wouldn't affect him even b'maga uvamasa. So Rabbi Yochanan tells us li'olam di'is bay, the limb described above has a bone the size of a barley grain. And you ask, well, isn't that already mentioned in the pasuk when it says be'etzem? V'im'eino inyan l'mago, if I don't need the drusha on b'cholol for tuma through contact, Teneu inyan lemaso. Allow that phrase to refer to the carrying or the supporting of a limb with a bone barley grain in size. So that as far as Rabbi Yochanan is concerned, you don't have redundancy. Simply the posuk be'etzem, that was a reference to contact with the bone, a barley grain in size. The phrase o becholol, o bemeis, is a reference to masa, the carrying or supporting a limb with a bone, a barley grain in size, even without actual contact with it. But if you're holding it, let's say, on a tray, you will also become tomei through tumas masa. Umaze b'shlishi u'b'shvi v'soser. The Mishnah said, "Veno masu limnois elo ad sheitar umevi korbanoisov." The nazir, upon losing the nazirus, naturally has to wait He has to wait 7 days for purification from his defilement to the dead, during which there is mazeh, means the sprinkling of the pora, aduma, the red heifer, ash, water mixture, on the third and seventh days during the purification week, and he doesn't restart until achi yitar umevi korbanosov. The Gemara wants to understand the phrase achi yitar umevi korbanosov. The Mishnah that says that the Nazir does not restart until Ach Yitar, literally until purification. Bishvi'i koi ad ovid herv shemesh umoni rebelezer hi. Does that mean on the seventh day he would restart his counting? Which would be the seventh day after the sprinkling of the Poraduma water. We mentioned on the third day and seventh day, so here we're on the seventh day. And following that, he immerses himself in the mikveh. And this would be in accordance with Rebbe Lezer, that says that Nazir is able to restart his counting, even though he hasn't brought his sacrifices. The sacrifices that a Nazir that became Tomei are, they're brought on the eighth day, namely the day after the seventh. But if Achi Yitar means on the seventh day, what do we mean by purification if he hasn't brought his sacrifices yet? So what we mean is he's had the sprinklings of the Poraduma ash water mixture, and he's immersed in the mikveh. And then following that, the sun will go down, but prior to that, he's able to restart his counting for the new Nazirus. So that day seven would also represent day one toward his new Nazirus. That would be in conformity to the opinion of Rebbe Eliezer, who says that you don't need to wait, the Nazir doesn't have to wait till he brings his sacrifices. Or maybe it's a reference to the eighth day. Umay ash yitar. What does it mean that he doesn't start his counting until purification? Ash yovi korbanosav umani rabonanhi. That would mean until he actually brings his sacrifices, and that would be in conformity to the opinion of the rabonan. The rabonan who are, let's say, more restrictive than Rebbe Eliezer. So the question has been raised. Our Mishnah that describes the Nazir restarting his counting, Achi Yitar, is that according to Rebbe Eliezer the seventh day, or according to Rabbanan that the restart is only on the eighth day? Ta Shma, Midikotoni Seifa, from the fact that the next Mishnah, which refers to a Nazir, though he became defiled, he doesn't bring sacrifices. The Mishnah says, Maschil Umoine Miyad. Miyad means immediately. Well, if he became defiled to the dead, so it's true, he doesn't bring sacrifices, because the Mishnah Daf Nun Dalet, the next Mishnah, you can see just a few lines from now, this Mishnah lists things that doesn't cause a Nazir to lose credit for. However, everything is put on hold because he became defiled to the dead. So he waits a week, and it says he's Maschil Umoine Miyad. Miyad means immediately on the seventh day after the week of purification. So in that Mishnah, Miyad means he starts counting immediately on day seven of the purification week. Ha-resha, my Ach Yitar. So we could then infer through contrast that our Mishnah from Daf Mem Tes that mentioned Ach Yitar, Ach Yovi Korbanosov, that he cannot restart his counting until day 8, and the day on which he would bring the sacrifices for the case of a nazir that defiled himself and loses credit for his previous days. Umani rabbanan hi diamri nazirus detara ad shmini lo chayla. And through this, we can then conclude that our Mishnah is a Mishnah taught in accordance with the Rabbanan, that the new Nazirus, hopefully, will be observed in purity, the restart doesn't take place until day 8. Before we conclude, let us remind you that if you wish to be in touch with us in order to access marked Gemaras, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.